Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I would confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you for God's mercy, and for the sake of
and to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 A river flowed out of Eden, the water of the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Helium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Look unto him and be lightened, and let your faces not be ashamed.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 6. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and is end, eternal love. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
They took up the broken pieces left over, seven baskets. mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the 8th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, shortly after the Gospel reading for this day, the 14th and the 16th through the 21st verses. Now the disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "We have no bread." And being aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" I often think that one of the most consoling things in Holy Scripture is the way it frankly tells us how slow the Lord's disciples were to understand him. I don't know about you, but I'm a slow learner, especially when it comes to the things that really matter, and so were the disciples. In the Gospel for this day, we have the wonderful story of how Jesus, with great compassion, fed the hungry multitude, 4,000 people, with a scant 7 loaves and a few small fish. Jesus thereby reveals himself as the one sent by God the Father to bring life to a dying world, a world hungry for mercy and compassion, a falling world groaning under the tyranny of death, as St. Paul said in the epistle for this day. "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." To this ruined and dying world, God's eternal Son himself comes as that living bread sent down from heaven to supply our need, and more than supply our need. For after the 4,000 had eaten their fill, the disciples took up 7 whole baskets of fragments that still remained. But as we go on in the 8th chapter of St. Mark, we quickly see that the disciples didn't understand. They just didn't get it. For soon after the feeding of the 4,000, when they suddenly discover that they have only 1 loaf of bread among them, they immediately begin to worry about how they'll be fed. And so Jesus, knowing their concern, reminds them not only of his recent feeding of the 4,000, but also the feeding of the 5,000. He asks them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. And then Jesus said to them, "How is it that you do not yet understand?" Yes, the disciples were painfully slow learners, and so I suspect are we. And what I mean by that is this. Like the disciples, we indeed see what happens in the course of our lives, but we tend to lose sight of the one whose providence directs our lives. As the church says in the appointed prayer for this day, God is the one whose never failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and earth. We taste the food, but we lose sight of the gracious hand that feeds us. Someone has said God is in the details, in all the details, not only in the events we consider great and good, but also in those which seem so trivial to us, in the events and circumstances which humble and trouble us, and in so doing teach us in the school of experience how utterly dependent we in fact are on our Maker. As the psalmist says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. I love some words which were written by a devout Christian who lived more than 300 years ago. I've shared them with you before, and I share them with you now. And this is what the Christian writer, De Caussade, had to say. All that is done in us, around us, and by us contains and conceals the action of God. If we could pierce the veil, God would show himself to us without ceasing, and we should realize his actions in all that happens to us. To each thing we would say, it is the Lord. And we would find in every circumstance that we had received a gift from God. We should consider all created things as feeble tools in the hands of an all-powerful craftsman, and should easily recognize that we lack nothing, and that God's continued care gives us each moment what is good for us. St. Paul puts it more simply when he writes to the Christians in the city of Philippi, "My God shall supply all your need." Yes, like Jesus' disciples, we are indeed slow learners. And like them, we're often eager to know more than we in fact need to know. Isaiah says, "Truly thou art a God who hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior." And so we see God hidden in the manger, God hidden on the cross, God hidden in the bread and wine of his supper. And yet in that hiddenness, Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, like the disciples, we are slow learners, slow to grasp even what he has shown us of himself, slow to remember, slow to understand. But that does not finally matter. For what finally matters is not that you and I know and understand him, but For what finally matters is not that you and I know and understand God, but that God fully understands and knows us, each and every one, in our ignorance, in our perplexity, in our dying, in our sin, and yet forgives and loves us still, and according to his unsearchable wisdom, supplies all our need. And if our hearts are open to God, and our minds filled with the remembrance of his word, we will eventually come to see the blessing he had in mind, if not in this life, then certainly in the light of eternity, where all our perplexities will be resolved in the peace of his unveiled presence. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and pray for the church and for the world. O Lord our God, holy and infinite, you caused the light to shine out of darkness, and you have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Accept now in your endless mercy this our sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, and mercifully hear our requests. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
According to the multitude of your tender mercies, remember your whole church on earth, all the pastors and ministers of your holy word and sacraments, the chaplains of the armed forces of our nation, and the missionaries of your grace at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember also the President of the United States, the Governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, our judges and magistrates, and all those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that justice and peace may everywhere prevail. Lord, in your mercy, remember in your compassion all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially all persecuted Christians and all those for whom our prayers are desired. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also remember before you all those who have departed this life in the true faith of your holy name, and pray that we with them may have our portion with all your saints in life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 625.